Hey, thanks for tuning in for the fifth and final episode of my interview with Evan Hopkins of Outdoorsy. Today we get into why Evan loves Austin, Texas, and he shares his top tips for getting started with renting out your camper van. Okay, let's get into it.
Well, I have to say, I've been coming to Austin for, it's probably 8 or 9 years. So even before I joined Outdoorsy and the office moved here. And the first time I came down, it absolutely broke the mold for me too. Because I think my thoughts of Texas were Western movies, you know, it was going to be like that. And Austin is really green, which totally shocked me.
Wow.
Tons of trees, very green rolling hills.
I had no idea.
totally blew me away. And it was really interesting when I drove down here, moving from Vancouver, I drove down the coast. So I got to, you know, go through Oregon and, you know, Washington, Oregon, et cetera, all the way through. And then you start coming sideways and you end up going through some deserty things.
Sure.
And then you get close to Austin and all of a sudden it's green again. Huh. And I'm not saying it's like Vancouver green and different trees and stuff, but it's really cool. So, you know, what do people do here? There are lots of, again, they're not mountains, but there's lots of great hikes here.
Sure.
You end up finding lots of creeks and really cool spots on the rivers that are around here. I live really close to Lake Travis, which is just west of Austin.
Okay.
So lots of boating is really big here. My wife just got a new paddleboard for Christmas. So, you know, of course, with the warm weather, there's lots of opportunity to paddleboard.
Right.
Both on the lake and rivers and stuff that are nearby. So that's really popular. I think the patio scene here, does that count as outdoorsy? Getting out on the patios.
As long as there's an awning over you, yes.
Yes, many of them. The food trucks here are great.
I'll bet. That's what I've heard.
Yeah, lots of music and stuff outdoors.
Of course,
But I think, it's for me, everything's a little bit different. Like I said, like a hike is different here versus other places, but it's still a wonderful hike. And sure. I have an 8-year-old and a 2-year-old, and there's just nothing like wandering around through the wilderness, right? And you can spend 10 minutes looking under rocks in one spot and exploring. So
it's
pretty cool.
With the little kids, it's like they you know, what should we do? Well, they answer that question very quickly. Everything.
Yes.
Your day is booked when you're with them. So that's great.
Lots of whys.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's really cool. Austin sounds like fun. I mean, I've heard mixed reviews in terms of, you know, recent influx, a lot of people moving there. It's a very exciting place, and it's kind of a microcosm in terms of the culture of Texas, in that there's a lot of diversity there and a lot of really interesting creative. But I think that has always been the case because of the music scene, right? That it's always had a kind of a different flavor from, you know, whatever, Dallas or.
Yeah, I find even people who say they're from Austin, they're like, I'm from Austin. Well, actually, I moved here 30 years ago, or I moved here, you know, 25.
Sure.
So I don't know when I will cross over to be I'm from Austin for someone, but, you know, there's, of course, lots of people who are more recent, just in the little neighborhood that I'm in. You know, there's another Canadian, but they've been here for almost 20 years now, and people from all over. And I think that's, for any city, is really great. And, you know, something I really enjoyed about Vancouver was how multicultural it was. You know, you have different perspectives and people are got more views of the world and are, there's just so much positive that comes from that. My daughter's going to a school here that has people, I think, from in her class, 4 different countries are in her class. And
sure.
I think that's great. I think that's, you know, that's how you get a more broad view of things and new understanding. And on top of that, it makes for way better food. So, I like the different options.
Yeah, that's really cool. Austin sounds like fun. It's definitely a place I want to visit. And, you know, I'm always looking at keywords in terms of rental so that I can create articles on at vansage.com. And Austin is one of the, you know, Austin camper van rental. I'm sure, I don't know how much you've got your finger on the button of SEO at your company. I would imagine it's kind of ancillary for you, but
Yeah, we definitely hear about it all the time. You know, we departmental wise work together and we see that, but it's of course SEO being very important. But I think that's where we see the content that starts to get built by our community, the content that, you know, we hear people want more of, that we hear from both owners and renters.
Yep.
For us, that's the key. Like you can play all the SEO games out there that, you know, different companies try to play. But I think if you just really listen to your audience and your community, that's where you end up doing the best job for things like that and having success.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Good advice. Very good advice. Better content, better information, answer questions, interact. All that adds up to a valuable service. So
yeah,
that's what we're striving for as well. It's a long, slow game, but it's the way to do it. So cool. Well, let's go ahead and wrap this up. I guess the only thing I can think of, it might be if you had one major tip for someone who's thinking of putting their RV up for rent, what would be kind of the first suggestion?
I think that the first thing I would do is go onto Outdoorsy and take a look at other vehicles that are similar to yours. And take a look at those listings, see what pictures people are using, see, you know, pricing, what sort of add-ons they're putting in there, how they're describing their vehicles. And I think that gives you a good sense of the journey you're about to go on and what you're going to have to do from a getting it set up perspective. Mm-hmm. Again, we got a good process to go through. There's coaches that can help you, and my customer service team is there for 24/7. But I think that's a really great starting point. I would say after that, you know, it really comes down to being passionate about having a good experience for your guest. And if you are passionate about thinking through what they're going to experience on a trip, you're going to have success. From how you start interacting with them, to how you're going to greet them when you first see them, how you're going to interact with them while they're on their trip, which usually there's not a ton of interaction, but they might send you a question. They might need something along the way. Or how are you going to deal with the first time something doesn't go right?
Sure.
So just sort of thinking through that a little bit, and then you're going to have success. And then I don't know why this keeps popping in my head, but don't put a picture of the toilet on your listing. No one cares. You don't need that picture on there. But we see so many people do it. And it's really funny when they accidentally make that their lead picture.
Yeah.
And then we have to help them. But it's like no one cares. They know one's there in most cases. Maybe in some conversions and stuff, you want to acknowledge that it's there. But we don't need the close-up.
Yeah, put it on wide angle and include a lot of other stuff too.
In other words, let's see the mirror, let's see the sink, let's see some other things.
That's awesome. All right, well, this has been great. I really appreciate your time answering so openly and honestly and being so generous. I think we're all excited about Outdoorsy and the world of campervan and RV rental and what the future holds with regard to that, especially as things open up again. So again, thanks for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, James. It was a lot of fun talking with you.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying the show. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Campervan Podcast. The Vantsage newsletter goes out every Sunday evening, and if you're not signed up for that yet, well, you're missing out. Packed full of valuable, fun weekly features, product resources, videos, photography, exclusive content, and other cool van life stuff. It's easy to get signed up, only takes a few seconds, and the link to do so is in show notes right there in your podcatcher app. And while you're at it, I have a quick favor to ask. Please take a few seconds to send that link to friends, family, post it to your social media feeds, etc. It really does make all the difference and will allow me to continue publishing this show. Okay, that's it for now. Take care. Have fun. I'm glad you're here. Enjoy the adventure. But you treat me so unkind. Fast mail train I see.